Blog Talk Radio.
He's the God of many chances, but we know that he has given us more than we could ever imagine. I am very grateful to be a child of God. I am grateful to know that he loves me more than I could ever imagine, many times more than I love myself. God loves us. So all I can say this morning is thank you, God. Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. Thanking God just for being who he is, awesome and mighty is. And all we can say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning we have a lot of word. This is Old Testament Friday. We are in the book of Genesis, and we will be on Genesis the whole day. We are starting in Genesis chapter 23, and we will be finishing in Genesis chapter 28. We'll be finishing in 28. So Genesis chapter 23 to Genesis chapter 28. I will be reading Genesis chapter 23 to 27. And Mother Valerie will be back in chapter 27 and 28 to take us to the throne as we wrap up this morning. But we're going to start off in our little prayer book. And I had to laugh. I sent Sister Carolyn a text early this morning because we was both up around 4 o'clock this morning doing what we had to do for God. So I'm like, the Lord is just keeps waking me up, but at least he's making me go to sleep now. So I had almost 7 hours this morning, but I'm grateful because I can take a nap and go to sleep after my meeting tonight. So 7:30 is probably be my bedtime today, but it's all good, and I'm grateful that God woke me up because somebody didn't wake up, but we did. And all we can say is thank you, Lord. I just got off of a praise, an hour of praise, and it was good. How good God is. And, you know, just a quick testimony this morning, working on a program. Again, I told you yesterday I was working on it. And God gave me the program yesterday morning, 3 in the morning. I went to a prayer meeting after I got off work yesterday with my pastor. And everything that I had put on this program, scripture, this prophet from Tulsa, Oklahoma was there. And everything that he prayed and that he said was all on my program. As I watched him pour into my pastor, the things that he had said to her, things he would never know, things that are going on right now. God is going to send a prophet to let you know that your hard work and your diligence is not in vain. So I'm thanking God this morning that he is getting ready to do some things. And keep praying for this blog and this conference that we will get more people coming on to hear the word of God. So tell a friend, text a friend, you know, put it out there on social media. Still not there yet, ready to go on YouTube. But when God finally tells me to do so, then we will do so. But it's not there yet. God ain't told me that yet. But anyway, he's put me a little step at a time. But I will tell God, thank you. I tell him, thank you. And as I read our prayer for this morning, it's loneliness. And in this season, we feel so many times, we see so many seniors especially that are lonely. And sometimes I'm the only person they see in a week. And it is because their families are out of town, not here. So I say this to caregivers out there. You are important. And I say to family, as the psalmist says, even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. We are held close by our Heavenly Father. Even if we have no mother or father, or we're not close to our father or our mother, we have our Heavenly Father. And the one thing that he has told us to do is forgive. We got to forgive the past. We got to let go of all the stuff that has hurt us that they may have done when we were 2 years old. You got to let it go and give it to God. Because God wants us to be happy. And he wants us to know that he is with us in all things. And so the word God gave in our prayer this morning is constant companion, Father God. Even when I feel utterly alone in this life, I know that you are with me. You don't stay with me simply out of obligation. No, you lovingly hold me together. When I feel like my world is falling apart, you take what looks broken beyond repair and make it completely new. No one would know that it was ever broken. When it seems like no one understands me or is interested in who I am, you are the one who sticks closer than a brother. Your loyal love wakes me up from the slumber of confidence of your presence today, Lord. Flood my day with reminders of your nearness. Even now, I can't help but thank you for your kindness, as you have been with me until now. So you will always be. I am so grateful. And the question for this morning to think about is, have you seen the Lord's presence in your life? And I can say, yes, I have. And the word that God gave me early this morning is that he will give us the desires of our heart. But I'm going to give you the exact words because I don't want to mess up what God gave me. And it is, the Lord will give you the desire of your heart. The Lord will give you the desire of your heart. And I believe that. God gives you the desire of your heart. As I listen to praise reports this morning, God-given desires of heart. As I went to prayer yesterday and realized God had given me the desire of my heart to create a great program for our youth, and I'm thankful for it. Pray for me. I still have Easter to deal with and do, but I know that God's going to give me what to do for that too. I am thankful for God. I am just thankful that he loves us so much. So get into your word, get your word. Bible study is starting. Genesis chapter 23. And we understand that I still can't believe today is the 12th day of January. Time is just zooming by. And as it goes into, Sarah lived 127 years. She lived 7 years longer than God said that the longest he would give us is 120. And Sarah lived 127 years, which makes her son 28 years old. And it says these were the years of the life of Sarah. So Sarah died in Kadesh Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. Because remember, they were married a long time, and they were siblings. So in other words, they had known each other their whole life. Well, he has known her whole life. Abraham knew Sarah, her whole life. So can you imagine how he felt when she died? Someone you have been with their whole life and then married and had a child with. It says, then Abraham stood up from before his dead and spoke to the sons of Heath, saying, I am a foreigner and a visitor among you. Give me property for a burial place among you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the sons of Heath answered Abraham, saying to him, hear us, my lord. You are a mighty prince among us. Bury your dead in the choices of our burial places. None of us will withhold from you his burial place, that you may bury your dead. Then Abraham stood and bowed himself to the people of the land, the sons of Heth, and he spoke with them, saying, if it is your wish that I bury my dead out of my sight, hear me, and meet with Ephron, the son of Zohar, for me, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which is at the end of his field. Let him give it to me at the full price as property for a burial place among you. Now Ephron dwelt among the sons of Heth, and Ephron the Hittite entered Abraham in the presence of the sons of Heth, all who entered at the gate of his city, saying, no, my lord, hear me. I give you the field and the cave that is in it. I give it to you. In the presence of the sons of my people, I give it to you. Bury your dead. Then Abraham bowed himself down before the people of the land. And he spoke to Ephron in the hearing of the people of the land, saying, if you will give it, please hear me. I will give you money for the field. Take it from me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying to him, my lord, listen to me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that between you and me? So bury your dead. And Abraham listened to Ephron, and Abraham weighed out the silver for Ephron, which he had named in the hearing of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, currency of the merchants. So the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mare, the field, the cave, which was all the trees that were in the field, which were within all the surrounding borders, were deeded to Abraham as a possession in the presence of the sons of Heth, before all who went in at the gate of his city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah, before Mare, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. So the field and the cave that is in it were deeded to Abraham by the sons of Heth as property for a burial place. Chapter 24 of Genesis. Now Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. So Abraham said to the oldest servant of his house, who ruled over all that he had, please put your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But you shall go to my country and to my family and take a wife for my son Isaac. And the servant said to him, perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me to the land, to this land. Must I take your son back to the land from which you came? But Abraham said to him, beware, that you do not take my son back there. The Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my family, and who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, to your descendants I give this land. He will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my sons from there. And if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be released from this oath. Only do not take my son back there. So the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning this matter. Abraham had a desire of his heart that he did not want his son to marry a Canaanite. That was a desire. Let's see what happened. Then the servant took 10 of his master's camels and departed, for all his master's goods were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. And he made his camels kneel down outside the city by a wall, by a well of water at evening time, the time when women go out to draw water. Then he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, here I stand by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, please let down your pitcher, that I may drink. And she says, drink, and I will also give your camels a drink. Let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac. And by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. And it happened, before he had finished speaking, that behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with her pitcher on her shoulder. Now the young woman was very beautiful to behold, a virgin. No man had known her, and she went down to the well to filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, please let me drink a little water from your pitcher. So she said, drink, my lord. And then she quickly let her pitcher down to her hand and gave him a drink. And when he had finished giving him a drink, she said, I will draw water for your camels also until they have finished drinking. Then she quickly emptied her pitcher into the trough, ran back to the well to draw water, and drew all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, remained silent, so as to know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. So it was, when the camels had finished drinking, that the man took a golden nose ring, weighed half a shekel, and 2 bracelets for her wrist, weighing 10 shekels of gold, and said, whose daughter are you? Tell me, please, there a room in your father's house for us to lodge. So she said to him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, Malchi's son, whom she bore to Nahor. Moreover, she said to him, we are both strong and food enough and room to lodge. Then the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord, and he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his mercy and his truth toward my master. As for me, being on the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brothers. So the young woman ran and told her mother's household these things. Now Rebekah had a brother whose name was Laban. And we're going to see Laban again in the story of Jacob. And Laban ran out to the man by the well. So it came to pass, when he saw the nose ring and the bracelets on his sister's wrist, and when he heard the words of his sister Rebekah saying, thus the man spoke to me, that he went to the man, and there he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, come in, O blessed of the Lord. Why do you stand outside? For I have prepared the house and a place for the camels. Then the man came to the house, and he unloaded the camels and provided straw and feed for the camels and water to wash his feet of the men who were with him. Food was set before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have told about my errand. And he said, speak on. So he said, I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great. And he has given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, male and female servants, and camels and donkeys. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when she was old. And to him he has given all that he had. Now my master made me swear, saying, you shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. But you shall go to my father's house and to my family and take a wife for my son. And I said to my master, perhaps the woman will not follow me. But he said to me, the Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with you and prosper your way, and you shall take a wife for my son from my family and from my father's house. You will clear from this oath when you arrive among my family, for if they will not give her to you, then you will be released from my oath. And this day I came to the well and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if you will now the way in which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin comes out to draw water, and I say to her, please give me a little water from your pitcher to drink. And she says to me, drink, and I will draw for your camels also. Let her be the woman whom the Lord has appointed for my master's son. But before I had finished speaking, in my heart there was Rebekah coming out with her pitcher on her shoulder. And she went down to the well and drew water. And I said to her, please let me drink. And she made haste and let her pitcher down from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give your camels a drink also. So I drank, and she gave the camels a drink also. Then I asked her and said, whose daughter are you? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Malchi bore to him. So I put the nose ring on her nose and the bracelet on her wrist, and I bowed my head and worshiped the Lord and bless the Lord God of my master Abraham, who had led me in the way of truth to take the daughter of my master's brother for his son. Now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, then I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel entered and said, the thing comes from the Lord. We cannot, either bad or good. Here is Rebekah before you. Take her and go, and let her be your master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. And it came to pass, when Abraham's servant heard their words, that he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. Then the servant brought out jewelry of silver, jewelry of gold, and clothing, and gave them to Rebekah. He also gave precious things to her brother and to her mother. And he and the men who were with him ate and drank and stayed all night. Then they arose in the morning, and he said, send me away to my master. But her brother and her mother said, let the young woman stay with us a few days, at least 10. After that she may go. And he said to them, do not hinder me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away so that I may go to my master. So they said, we will call the young woman and ask her personally. Then they called Rebekah and said to her, will you go with this man? And she said, I will go. So they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, our sister, may you become the mother of thousands of 10,000, and may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them. Then Rebekah and her maids arose, and they rode on the camels and followed the man. So the servant took Rebekah and departed. Now Isaac came from the way of Beer-lahai-roi, where he dwelt in the south. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening. And he lifted his eyes and looked, and there the camels were coming. Then Rebekah lifted her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from her camel. But she had said to the servant, who is this man walking in the field to meet us? The servant said, it is my master. So she took a veil and covered herself. and the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. And as we will do all the life lessons at the end of chapter 26, I'll do the life lessons for chapter 23 and 24, as well as 25 and 26, and then I will turn it over to Mother Valerie. Abraham again took a wife, and her name was Keturah, and she bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Midian, Ishbak, Shua, Jokshan, begot Sheba, and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Esharam, Leshem, and Luramim. And the sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abadah, Eladah. All these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. But Abraham gave gifts to the sons of the concubines which Abraham had. And while he was still living, he sent them eastward away from Isaac, his son, country of the east. This is the sum of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 175 years. Then Abraham breathed his last and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people. And his sons, Isaac and Ishmael, buried him in the cave of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, the field which Abraham purchased from the sons of Heth. There Abraham was buried, and Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt at Beer Lahai-Roi. Now this is the genealogy of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's maidservant, bore to Abraham. And these were the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names according to their generations. The firstborn Ishmael, Nebajoth, Nenkedar, Abiel, Madasam, Shama, Duma, Masa, Hadar, Tima, Jetor, Nafish, and Kedema. These were the sons of Ishmael, and these were their names by their towns and their settlements, 12 princes according to their nations. These were the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years, and he breathed his last and buried and died and was gathered to his people. They dwelt in Havilah as far as Sur, which is east of Egypt. As you go toward Assyria, he died in the presence of all his brethren. This is the genealogy of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as wife. So he was 40 years old. I don't know why I thought he was 20-something, but it said he was 40 years old when he took Rebekah's wife, the daughter of Bethel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled together within her, and she said, "If all is well, why am I like this?" So she went in to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger." So when her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red. He was like a hairy garment all over. So they called his name Esau. Afterwards, his brother came out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. So his name was called Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. So the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field. But Jacob was a mild man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his family. But Rebekah loved Jacob. Now Jacob cooked the stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary. And Esau said to Jacob, please feed me with that same red stew, for I am weary. Therefore his name was called Edom. But Jacob said, tell me your birthright as of this day. And Esau said, look, I am about to die, so what is this birthright to me? Swear to me as of this day. So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. Then he ate and drank, arose and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. What they call Jacob, the trickster. Chapter 26.
Amen.
There was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father, and I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands, and in yours all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. So Isaac dwelt in Gerar, and the men of the place asked about his wife. And he said, she is my sister. Can we say history repeating itself? She is my sister. For he was afraid to say, she is my wife, because he thought, lest the men of the place kill me for Rebekah, because she is beautiful to behold. Now it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked through a window and saw, and there was Isaac showing endearment to Rebekah, his wife. Then Abimelech called Isaac and said, quite obviously, she is your wife. So how could you say she is my sister? And Isaac said to him, because I said, lest I die on account of her. And Abimelech said, what is this you have done to us? One of the people might soon have lain with your wife, and you would have brought guilt on us. So Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he who touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possession of flocks and possessions of herds, and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. Now the Philistines had stopped up all the wells which his father's servant had dug in the days of Abraham, his father, and they had filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, go away from us, for you are much mightier than we. Then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father. But the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. Also Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. So he called the name of the well Issachar, because they quarreled with him. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also. So he called its name Sitna. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Then he went up from there to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I, Abraham, do not fear. For I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. And he pitched his tent there. and Isaac's servants dug a well. Then Abimelech came to him from Gerar with Ahazath, one of his friends, and Phicol, the commander of his army. And Isaac said to them, "Why have you come to me, since you hate me and have sent me away from you?" But they said, "We have certainly seen that the Lord is with you." So we said, "Let there now be an oath between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you, that you will do us no harm, since we have not touched you, and since we have done nothing to you but good, and have sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of the Lord." So he made them a feast, and they ate and drank. Then they arose early in the morning and swore an oath with one another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. It came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him about the well which they had dug, and said to him, "We have found water." So he called to Sheba. He called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city of Beersheba to this day. When Esau was 40 years old, he took his wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and they were a grief of mind to Isaac and Rebekah. And as we go back to chapter 24 to our life lesson. Chapter 24, life lesson, verse 7. The Lord God will send his angels before you. When we walk in faith and obedience, God sends his angels ahead of us to make sure we arrive at a place of blessing. In the word of God, what did he say? He will give us the desire of our heart. And as we go into Genesis chapter 24, verse 12, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. The servant of Abraham fought his greatest battle on his knees, and in doing so, he won a great victory even before he opened his eyes. God loves to answer the selfless prayers of his people. The Lord will give you the desires of your heart. Genesis 24:26, the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. When God answers our prayers, worship is the only proper response. Can I say that again? Worship is the only proper response. Genesis chapter 24, verse 63. Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening, and he lifted his eyes and looked, and there the camels were coming. Isaac must have learned the value of meditation from his godly father Abraham, who clearly taught his son that intimacy with God was life's highest priority. Genesis chapter 25, verse 21. Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea. At many key points in Scripture, God grants a childless woman a family, often in response to prayer. Again, the Lord will give you the desire of your heart. Why saddle his people with such a difficult burden? Perhaps because brokenness is God's requirement for maximum usefulness. Praise the Lord. Chapter 25, verse 34. Esau despised his birthright. In despising his birthright, Esau proved himself profane, because he considered filling his empty stomach more important than the spiritual promises of God to Abraham. Genesis 26 and 5, Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. God remembered Abraham as one who obeyed him, and therefore Abraham provided his descendants with the greatest possible legacy. What an awesome word. Chapter 26, verse 28. We have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. When God blesses his children, sometimes even the ungodly can clearly see it. When we live in a way that invites the blessings of the Lord, that blessing can spill over to our neighbors. And can you say praise the Lord this morning? God will give you the desires of your heart. Mother Valerie, I turn it over to you this morning. May the Lord again add a blessing to the readers and hearers of his holy and divine word.
Good morning, people of God, saints of God. I'm coming out of Genesis 27 and 1. Now it came to pass when Isaac was old, his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." And he answered him, "Here I am." Then he said, "Behold now, I'm old. I do not know the day of my death. Now therefore, please take your weapon, your quiver, your bow, go out to the field and hunt game for me. Make me savory food such as I love. Bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die." Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it. So Rebekah spoke to Jacob her son, saying, "Indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau your brother, saying, 'Bring me game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death.' Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me from there two choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves. Then you should take it to your father that he may eat it, that he may bless you before his death." And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I'm a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing." But his mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son, only. Obey my voice and go get them for me." And he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made favorite food such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the choice clothes of her elder son Esau, which was in her house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. She put the skins of the kids of the goats on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. Then she gave the savory food and the bread which he had prepared into the hands of her son Jacob. And so he went to his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise, sit, and eat of my game, that the soul may bless me." But Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord your God brought it to me." Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near that I may feel you, my son, whether you really are my son Esau or not." Jacob went near to Esau, his father. He felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. Then he said, "Are you really my son Esau?" And he said, "I am." He said, "Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's game so that my soul may bless you." So he brought it near to him, and he ate, brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come near now and kiss me, my son." Came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, "Surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you. Nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren. Let your mother's son bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you. Blessed be those who bless you." Now, it happened as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone from the presence of Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. He also had made savory food, brought it to his father, and said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that your soul may bless me." And his father, Isaac, said to him, "Who are you?" So he said, "I'm your son, your firstborn, Esau." Then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, "Who? Where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it because you came, and I have blessed him. And indeed, he shall be blessed." when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry and said to his father, bless me also, O my father. But he said, your brother came with deceit, has taken away your blessing. And Esau said, is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now look, he has taken away my blessing. And he said, have you not reserved a blessing for me? Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, indeed, I have made him your master, and all his brothers I have given to him as servants. With grain and wine I have sustained him. What shall I do now for you, my son? Esau said to his father, have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me, oh, my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Then Isaac, his father, answered and said to him, behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. Be your sword, you shall live. By your sword, you shall live. You shall serve your brother, and it shall come to pass, when you become restless, that you shall break his yoke from your neck. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand, that I will kill my brother Jacob. In the words of Esau, her older son was told to Rebekah. So she went and called Jacob her younger son and said to him, surely your brother Esau comforts himself concerning you by intending to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran, and stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send you and bring you from there. Why should I be bereaved also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heth like these, who are the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me? Chapter 28. Then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him, charged him, and said to him, you should not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Arise and go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take yourself a wife from there of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you, make you be fruitful and multiply you, that you may be an assembly of people, give you the blessings of Abraham to you and your descendants with you, that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger, which God gave to Abraham. So Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Padan Aram to Laban, the son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau. Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram to take himself a wife from there, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge saying, you shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan, and that Jacob had obeyed his father and his mother and had gone to Padan Aram. Also, Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan did not please his father Isaac. So Esau went to Ishmael and took Milcah, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Milcah, to be his wife in addition to the wives he had. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place, put it at his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven, and that the angels of God was ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and your descendants. Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Jacob rose early in the morning, took the stone that he had put at his head, set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city has been Luz previously. Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and keep me this way that I'm going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house. And all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. And that's what we do to this day. We give a tenth of our tithes to the Lord. God is a good God. He's good all the time. I'm going to read a few of the life lessons. He's good all the time. Genesis 27:41. He hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. Jacob knew little peace in his life until he learned not to use God to get a blessing. Read Genesis 27:20. But to obey God to receive a blessing. We're supposed to obey our father. And the title is, the Lord will give you the desires of your heart. You are to obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Go back to 27. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Okay, that seemed to be all.
That was the only life.
May God read his words.
Amen. You know, as I read this, you know, we've all, you know, studied Jacob. Jacob, you know, Esau, basically, when he said to his father, he took away my birthright. He didn't take away his birthright. You sold your birthright for a bowl of soup. So that was not quite the truth. He did not take it away. You sold it. Now, he did take away your blessing through trickery. And through basically lying and deceit, because when his dad asked him a second or third time, he said, are you my son Esau? Are you really my son Esau? And he said, I am. You know, and he was not. But he did what his mother told him to do. And again, the desire of her heart was for Jacob only because of those that Esau had. Again, those women that he married were not pleasing. They were women that were not who they were supposed to be. They were Hittites, which meant they were Canaanites. And it says when Esau was 40 years old, he took the wives of Judith, the daughter of Beri, the Hittite, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite. And they were a grief of mind to Isaac and Rebekah. And that is why Rebekah went against God and gave the birthright to the second child instead of to the first. You know, and as we go into our word on Monday, we'll be getting a little bit more of the life lessons and what Jacob had to go through. Because, again, you reap what you sow. Jacob was deceitful. Yes, he was. He did some stuff that was wrong. But again, what goes around comes around. He's going to have somebody who's more of a trickster than him. But understand, a lot of what he does comes from his mother, because she's the one that told him to lie. She's the one that told him to be deceitful to his father, because the desire of her heart was for Esau's wife not to inherit anything. Esau or his wives. And Jacob, he wanted to be in charge of stuff. He wanted to be the firstborn. That's why he tried to grab that heel to pull Esau back in. He's like, no, you can't go out before me. Grab that heel, trying to keep him from going out. But, you know, God knows what He was a baby. He was even in the womb, they were struggling for who's going to be first. And Jacob decided, I'm going to be first. But then again, you know, he wrestled with the Lord even, wasn't this? I believe this is where, no, he was going to watch the ladder, Jacob's ladder. You know, and God will bless you. And God bless, behold, I'm with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I've done what I've spoken to you. God did that. You know, he stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, the God of Isaac, the land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. Everything that God blessed Abraham with, God blessed Isaac with, God blessed Jacob with. He did it. We got to remember, God will give you the desire of your heart. All you have to do is pray. Prayer changes all kind of things. And when we remember that, prayer kind of difference in your life. And we have to remember that God is good all the time. God is so good. And I have a word from Sister Carolyn this morning. And it says, God will appear, show up for you just when you need him. And what did he do in our word today? Showed up for Jacob. And it says, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and it reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father. And it said, God will appear, show up for you just when you need him. He was on the run. Trust that he will be on time for every situation. Have a faith-filled Friday. And in our word today, God showed up for every situation and gave the desires of the heart. He showed up for Abraham with his servant and gave him Rebecca. And Rebecca wanted her son to go forth and be blessed with the blessing of his father Isaac. The desire of her heart was met. And when Jacob was on the run, he had an encounter with the Lord and received a blessing. God will give us a blessing every time. All we have to do is pray. And that is all I have this morning. Again, I thank you all. And again, may the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and readers of his holy and divine word. We thank you. If there's anybody that has a word, if you are on Blog Talk, push the number 1. If you are on our conference call number, you just need to unmute your phone if God has given you a word. And if not, we're about to wrap it up because I got to go to work and Mother's got to go take a rest. And I say to all of you, please be careful if you are living in the Midwest. Storms are coming, snowstorms as well as ice and rain. Carefully, be careful in your going out and your coming. We pray for God to watch over you. We pray for God to keep you covered under his lovely wings. And by the blood of Jesus, we lift you up. And it is in his name we pray over you and yours. And we pray, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we thank you, Mother Valerie. I thank you for being with me this morning and for taking the call and saying yes, but to be a help and a help. And I thank God for you that you answered the call. And I thank God for all of you for listening in. Have a wonderful weekend again. Please be safe and know that you are covered by the blood of Jesus. So, Mother, what do we say? It is a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Have a blessed weekend, family. Come join me on Sunday as Mother may be with me as we go forth in the New Testament in Psalms and Proverbs. Have a great weekend, family.
It's a wrap.